Awareness. Okay. Hey, sorry. I'm sorry for the blank spot. This is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode 588. And, oops, what happened there? I put stuff down, all of a sudden it starts making noises. I'm really intrigued by the whole radio idea, or some kind of broadcasting. It doesn't have to be radio. I don't know if TV is really useful. It's got a funny looking face. I think I'm more the radio sort. I think when it gets down to it. Oh, I just took my jacket off. I feel so much better. When I get too hot, it's just, ugh. All right. Yeah, I don't know what to say here. Let's just call this Jay is Unique. Because I've been accused of that often enough, and frankly, the Life Autistic was an effort to try to connect with other people that are like me. And I've been told that I'm totally unique in the world. And if I am, then hey, all the more reason to try to capitalize off it, because apparently nobody else can. So I might as well. I remember when we were doing the evaluations with the kids. And one of the psychologist guys, and I'll tell you first off that I don't like to look at myself in a psychological way. Now, I don't want to discount the fact that psychologists can certainly have something to say. I get paranoid, and everybody knows that I do, because, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a weird person, I live with people who aren't weird. You know, I don't want to go to the loony bin, particularly. I'd rather profit off of it. So I don't want to be dangerous. I just want to be, you know, if what I say ends up being entertaining, fine. Okay? Because frankly, I think that'll make me more money ultimately. And probably make my life a little more happier. And that's good for me. I want it to be happier. One of those psychiatrists in those things wanted to talk to me later about some of my interesting ideas. And I found myself, my paranoid self, just running up, whoa, Jay, don't let him do that. You know, because honestly, it doesn't help me. You can say, well, you've got this disability. You know, that's where Zenas came from originally, was to say, this isn't a disability, this is something good. And maybe I just need to stop trying to find other people like me, and I just need to embrace myself and just go forward with that. You know, people say I'm entertaining on an audio side. In fact, what were those guys saying? It was rude. You know, but who cares? It was that I had a face for radio. Yeah, and that's rude, because that usually implies that you're ugly. I don't think I'm ugly. Don't tell my wife I'm ugly. She might start believing it. Oh, I don't want that to happen. I don't know. Anyway, are you being entertained yet? That was what worked well for me when I was the WIC nutritionist. And I even gave a name. It was Raw Entertainment Value. I think people, I had really good numbers at WIC. You know, a lot of people like to come and see me. And I think it was just for the raw entertainment of it. You know, WIC can be a really boring, depressing place. You know, it's where you go. You get the checks for food and milk and yada, 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 and things like that. And and you're supposed to have these classes. Now the classes were a farce, because frankly, I got bored of it. It was the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and I decided I was just going to level with people and be entertaining while I was at it. You know, we were going to have some fun, and I'd tell them stories about my day, and we'd just have a great time, and people would just love it. So that's kind of where that came from. I think that was the part of the job I liked. You know, the fact that I had to poke kids' fingers to test for anemia, which is at base kind of funny. We would always give the same advice no matter what. We would always just suppose people had an iron deficiency, because most people do. So, you know, you could just always say you need to eat more, you know, you need to cook more and a cast iron, you need to eat more liver. And it's like, well, so? Yeah? Uh-huh. Everybody needs to do that. But it was one of the criteria for if you qualified, and it was one that got settled on a lot, you know. If a kid wasn't underweight, if things didn't seem to be going bad, we would just say, hey, he's anemic. It was a wonderful, wonderful dodge to get people into the program. Because almost everybody's a bit anemic. That's just part of the way we are. I don't know who set the number as to what constitutes anemia, but let me tell you, most people are. So it was a great thing. Anyway, it gave me a neat little audience, and that worked really good for me. Now, I don't do fantastic in big groups, I don't think. Because I'm too busy trying to get, you know, I'm too busy trying to get people to laugh. And I think it's much better radio-wise, you know. The schizophrenia comes out so much better. And that's entertainment. You know, watching a person have a crazy breakdown, that's funny, I think. Or at least people seem to think so. I think it's kind of sick and twisted. But that's okay. It entertains people, so why not just go with it? So I think I need to do that. I think I need to go and latch on to that. You know, maybe the whole premise of the life autistic is lost. Maybe it's just lost to the whole purpose of I was too busy trying to find a peer group, and there might not be one. You know, why are you trying to find other people that are like you when it's like, Jay, you're unique. And everybody kind of has said Jay is unique. You know, I need to do what other people can't do. Because I'll tell you one thing, I'm not God's gift to being a computer expert. I don't think I'm, you know, I've seen people who are computer experts, and they're much, but they're much more tuned into that than I am. I'm much more interested in philosophy and in expanding my mind. And those guys don't, I mean, I have a lot of things in common with those people, but I don't seem to take it to the level that they do, at least on computers. You know, they always say, oh, you must use computers all the time, you're a gamer. And stuff. It's like, no, I'm not. I care less about games. Games aren't interesting to me. Except games that I can learn from. Games that are an interesting intellectual, philosophical pursuit. I enjoy games that can help us learn more about life and about how life is and about the future and about reality. I think those are much more interesting. You know, so I guess that's kind of a different little genre of games than any other. So anyway, maybe that needs to be my next career. I really need to concentrate on radio, and I really need to stay out here in the boonies. I think going in and trying to do stuff and having a producer that says, you know, well, you need to talk about this, well, you need to talk about that, we need to have this and this and this, because this is what interests people. It's like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. People who want to listen to me. And that's it. And if we can find an audience, if we can find advertisers that can deal with that, cool. But I'm not going to sit here and be steered. Now, if people want to say, Jay, what's your take on this? What's your take on this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? I think that'd be cool. See, I don't know how exactly to get that done besides doing a podcast and just doing what I do, and then somebody just kind of saying, whoa, this guy is just out there. I think we could profit off of this fella. There it is. I don't mind other people getting rich off of me as long as I get a cut. Works for me. It doesn't bother me. I want that to happen. Now, I don't want to have a lot of control freaks, you know, picking over me and saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. You're getting old and lazy. But no, I'm not. Just trust me. I am digging into a lot of interesting places, a lot of interesting ideas, and it's going to be hard to get there because I have problems. You know, I have to get into things that other people find interesting. But, maybe? I don't know. I think people just find it funny because I find these connections in life, and I talk about them in ways that seem to be entertaining. It's really kind of weird. I don't get it. I don't get why I'm funny, but I am. I don't get why I'm entertaining, but I am. So it's like, go with it, man. Go forward. You know? It's kind of like lightning striking, I guess. Some combination of my mother and my father, the circumstances that I've been in, the fact that I'm kind of disgruntled and dissatisfied with how the way things are, you know. And that can be politics, it can be, you know, I freely talk to you about my religion and how I sometimes deviate from it, from my own point of view. Now, you're going to say, well, is Jay an intellectual? Is intellectual? I don't know. I don't know. That's up to you guys to decide what makes me, me. You know, I don't, you know... I would really like to just be in it for the money. I want to make a gobstopper lot of money. If people are enlightened along the way, great. That's really all I have to offer is some enlightenment I've gotten. Shove it at you. Hope that you entertain, that it entertained you. And then, you know, I want the money, baby! You know, I would like to have that free time to explore that opportunity. You know, I would like to have a show that just lasts for 3 hours, kind of like on radio. You have a 3-hour radio show, and then the rest of the time, you do prep for the next show. Or, frankly, I'm just going to do a lot of prep on a lot of things, the things I always do. You know, I want to try, you know, I don't know if I want to travel. I want to explore other possibilities, other things. Have people do it. I think people would really enjoy the fact that I say, hey, Jay, you know, Jay has studied a bit on yurts, and that's pretty cool, and what a wonderful idea. Why don't we do that? How come America fights so hard, these kinds of things? We punish people for providing shelter for themselves. That's something that there is a shelter industry that we need to support, and we can't allow regular people to really do that. We try to make it difficult so that they won't try. And that's disgusting. That's horrible. Why not? Let them do it, man. You know, I'd like to travel a little bit just to see how other places in the world work, just so I can say, yeah, this is interesting. I was reading an article, and it was so extremely different than what you would hear. This guy, I got off of LouRockwell.com, one of my favorites places to go for just libertarian stuff. But this guy was talking about maybe we should split up the union. Maybe the union's part of the problem. You know, the United States of America. Maybe we would do better if it was a smaller thing. Now, I think it would be interesting to look at a weaker centralized government and a more stronger state government. That was kind of what the Constitution was trying to get to, and we lost that. The states have become basically just minions of the federal government. You know, the federal government really does exercise tons of control, and maybe they shouldn't. Maybe we should back off from that. Maybe we should try something totally different. That's always what I do. Always exploring something different and saying, why not? You know, try to think it through. What would that mean? Now, I'm the kind of, you know, should I tell you that I'm closer to an anarchist than anything else? I think we need, I'm a big believer in self-government. But I've been around so many people that if you gave a government to those people, they would kill themselves almost immediately. But you know what? Maybe they need to die. Maybe they don't really want to live. You know, we're always tied, caught between the people who say, I want to govern myself, leave me alone, and those who say, I don't trust myself, I've been taught not to trust myself, so I want to give my life over to something. Those are kind of the two extremes. I want somebody else to run my life. And, you know, it's really, I'm kind of tempted by the having somebody else run my life because I would like to, there to be a lot of things I don't worry about. You know, I would love somebody else to cook food for me. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't like Lisa doing it. I'd like her to be free to pursue what she wants to do, too. And I find that cooking, cleaning, doing the dishes, doing the laundry really gets in the way of her expressing herself. Of course, she might not be one of those people. I would really like to have enough money so that I could get shy of this guilt that I have. That I want Lisa to have more free time than I do. And that doesn't seem to work very well for her. She tends to use it kind of... Oh, see, I'm going to get in trouble. Every day I get in trouble with Lisa. Because she would use it in a more frivolous manner than I would. I would be expanding things. I would be experiencing new things and trying to find truths. And she would read more fiction books, I think, and watch more videos. You know, and I don't know if that would be really good for her. And so frankly, I think I just need to try to assuage my guilt there. And that would work better. I don't know. Is this really my format? Is this really my formula? Put commercials in between some of my things, say, ooh, we gotta take a break. Because I think I would have a problem sliding into that. You know, podcasting may be better for me if I can control the advertising that goes with it. So radio might not be as big, but that's where the money is. That's where the money is. We got to take a break. And then I come right back to it. Boom, this is what I was talking about. But I always lose my thing. You know, I always lose my train of thought. And what do you do then? Well, you just start up on something else. It'll come back eventually. Maybe, if it's important, you know, if it kind of goes and then it wanders away, there it is. I think it would be good. I tend to do better, I've noticed, with having people email their comments to me, or there was a text chat. It's run by my Techie Talk things that I do for the university. That's done with... come on, Jay. It's done with a piece of software called Centra, and it's actually made for doing kind of conferences, panels, I guess. And it's made, you know, it isn't really a radio medium at all. I use it that way. But for the feedback part of it, they've got several ways to do the feedback. They've got a text chat, so you can kind of have kind of an undercurrent. And I tend to respond better to that feedback stuff coming in through that text chat than I do any other time. You know, I I would be concerned because a lot of radio shows are about, you know, you have a radio host and he's sitting in his booth, and you're watching the producers or the people involved with the show, and they're behind the glass and they're responding. Now the audience can't hear it, but I think the person in the booth can. He's got a little thing in there. They can talk to him through the thing. And I don't know if I would get ruined by having that kind of a little very limited audience. It may be good. I don't know. I've never really had it to know. Because I would pause to let them laugh, and that would probably be a bad thing. I just need to keep just rolling. Boom, boom, boom. You know, because that's what I'm used to doing anyway. You don't want to have pauses in radio, right? And I seem to be okay at not pausing. I might say, too much. I know I say, you know, too much. Look, I'm stuttering when I say it. Ah, geez. And that's my problem. I'm a stutterer sometimes when I'm trying to say something. So it wouldn't hurt to have somebody sitting there, but I need somebody who kind of doesn't really agree with me and who doesn't find me funny in that booth with me. Because the entertainment needs to be out there. I need something different inside. If I were to have a production staff, it would have to be a whole bunch of people that don't find me entertaining, who disagree with almost everything I say, and who get incensed and upset about it. That way that debate keeps going. And I think that's what's entertaining, the whole debate thing. No, no, no. You're not thinking right. You know? You need to look at it this way. Well, here, let me try to give you some kind of an analogy. We need to go to a break while Jay thinks about a good analogy for this. And I'll sit there and try to map it out for you. Anyway, so there it is. That's Jay in a nutshell, thinking about how he's going to make lots and lots of money. And I think I need to do that. Whether it's to try to do the podcast and then be discovered from that and say, I really want to be on radio. If you want to put me on radio, if you think you can find a way to make it work, I've kind of drawn out how I think it would work. But you know what? If you're a radio person and you say, well, let's get Jay, man. He could be pretty dang cool. Feel free. Because I would enjoy doing that. I think that would be fun. And I think other people would find it entertaining. I've always been amazed by how many people show up at my little broadcast, the few I have, that really are entertained. I'm kind of, I guess I'm an entertaining guy. I've never understood it myself. I don't get it. That's okay. I don't have to. I'm entertaining to you humans. I need to go with the whole Zenith thing. I think I should call it quasi-indefatigable zenith, because I am somewhat relentless. I don't let it go. I repeat things over and over and over and over again, trying to convince you that that's the right thing to do. Ah! And I know, it makes people nuts. Shut up, Jay! Quit harping on this! That's okay. I think it might work on radio. What do you think? I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I have to give you. That's what I have to offer. And I'm just nearly to my destination, so it's about time to stop yet again. Let me try to find, you guys always know that I'm trying to find my mouse pointer. There it is. When it's time to stop so I can sound more professional. And I'm sorry, being more professional isn't going to help with me. For the simple reason that I'm, you know, that's part of the fun. Is the fact that he just seems, you know, that this smart, crazy guy seems to have some of the same problems I do. I kind of make people, I think, feel a little bit more, a little bit better about themselves. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode 588. Don't forget to tune in. If you have a slot in your radio program and you want me to come and join you for 3 hours, I will. Happily, I'm always up for an adventure. I'm in. I can't say. I don't know. I'm also kind of a nervous guy, but I think I'm up for that adventure if you want to put me on radio. This is Shane Emerald. You're listening to The Life Autistic yet again. I said it again, didn't I? 588. Have a great day!